live in Matapila. Muliwanji, I live in Matapila, a village on the outskirts of Lilongwe, the capital of the Republic of Malawi. I am here as a part of JICA's Overseas Cooperation Volunteers to organize and advise on arts education. I spend my days bicycling around different primary schools spread across the district. My days are busy organizing art club activities for children using drums and other instruments, crayons and natural materials, and working with teachers to put on events like handmade fashion shows. Malawi is known as the warm heart of Africa because of its friendly people and a peaceful society. It really lives up to this name, too, as my neighbors here have kindly taught me all I need to get by, from how to hold the hoe to plowing the field. I'm the only foreigner in the village, so everyone knows me. My name is Yukino, but some people call me Chikulupi Lilo, a Chewa language name given to me by a colleague. Everyone calls out to me when they see me. Yukino, come here. Chikulupi Lilo, Bobo. It's good manners in this village to go to food baking on you, even if they are quite a distance away. Crossing the ridge in the fields to who called me, we ask each other, Mulibuanji, how's your house? How's your family? As a rule, greetings here are long. Even if we don't really have anything important to discuss, these long greetings are an essential part of communication in Malawi. When I go to school, go to buy vegetables, or to fetch water from the well, it all involves these long greetings. Each one takes time, but that's fine. That's the way of life here. One day, when I was heading to school as usual, I noticed the children seemed restless and frizzly. It turns out there was going to be a Gulewankulu in the neighboring village. Translated directly, Gulewankulu just means big dance, but it's actually a secret society of masked members who arrive for funerals or whenever a new village chief is appointed. The Gulewankulu then dance to the sound of drums in eccentric handmade costumes of flowing cloth. My colleague, Mr. Banda, told me that the members of this secret society are like messengers from the other world, and that at funerals, they are meant to send the dead happily to the other side. Because Gulewankulu is a secret society, its members' identities must not be revealed. So we don't know who is under the masks, but it's probably someone from the neighborhood. Within the society, they are said to share secrets, like how to fly without using an airplane and other types of society. So the Gulewankulu is both traditional art and the indigenous religion. In Matapila, there are also many Christians and few Muslims, especially amongst the teachers and medical professionals. There is also a church near Matapila Primary School. The Christians say they do not believe in Gulewankulu, but it's nevertheless deeply winded with the people's lives as a traditional art form. The biggest joker at school, a sixth grade boy called Fraxon, is a big fan of the Grevankulu in art class. He constantly draws Grevankulu. And in traditional dance class, he always takes the initiative to be the drummer. During a project to paint a mural on the school wall, Fraxon tried to paint a huge picture of the Grevankulu, but the teachers stopped him. Fraxon was the one who told me about Grevankulu near Seleng Primary School in the neighboring village. Grevankulu is an important pastime in the village, where entertainment is scarce. Few houses have TVs, and many don't have electricity to begin with. There's nothing that could be called a movie theater. Only a straw hut with an old CRT TV where the drunken man would gather. That's why, on the Grevankulu days, the children get excited and restless. The spectacle of the dance is also a great entertainment event. In the afternoon, after school, we all headed to Seleng Primary School, about a 40 minutes walk away. There was to be an inauguration ceremony for the new chief of the village. When we arrived, we could already hear the sound of the drums. Wearing masks and adorned with handmade wigs and decorations, the Grevankulu members stood out amongst the crowd. They took a really comical, but also somewhat frightening. As the drummers beat the drums and the village ladies sang beside them, they danced with every fiber of their being. The members each have various names depending on their type. Some are called Nyao, others are Makanja, especially tall members on slits. And others in banana peel costumes are called Kwakwase. The audience tossed money to members who danced particularly well. As the dance reached its climax, a large lion called Mkango appeared. Not a real lion, of course, but a costume with two people inside. Also kind of comical, it still seems powerful. With its eyes and mouth drawn on with an oil pen. Everyone was entranced by the lion, waving its fluffy mane as it danced. After a round of dancing, the members begin chasing children and women and demanding money. Everyone runs away to avoid being caught, but many children cry in fear as they are chased. Grevankulu are object of not only admiration, but awe and fear too. Once the Grevankulu was over, we all walked back to Matapila before dark. When I closed my eyes, the excitement was still in my body, and I couldn't fall asleep. The next day, I got up at sunrise, like usually, and began my rounds of the schools. The teachers knew I had gone to see Grevankulu and asked me how it was. They all seemed happy to hear that I had a good time. When I arrived home, exhausted after work, about 50 children were waiting for me in our yard. Lend us your drums. Dance with us. The children's enthusiasm had not cooled off, no matter how tried it was. I couldn't ignore the anticipation shining in the children's eyes. We lost ourselves in the dance, and by the time we noticed, it was getting dark. The moon is bright today. The children can walk home without a torch.